Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great big vast world of ours. Wherever you are quarantined, wherever you're working, whatever that might be right now. We welcome you to Purpose Talk Radio. I am your host, Cindy Freeman, and it is Friday, April 3rd. It could be considered a little bit late April Fool's joke. Nope, not at all. Could be considered an early Easter Passover gift. Maybe so. Could be just about anything here on this show. Purpose Talk Radio is brought to you on Fridays when we have the topics and the people to discuss, making your life just a little bit better, living your purpose, whatever that might mean. And today we are going to talk about the silver lining in this coronavirus, COVID-19. Because you know what? There is always a silver lining somewhere. Sometimes we have to dig a little deeper than we might want to And sometimes we may not see it until after it has happened, you know, to know what possible ramifications there are that make things a little more positive than they seem. Right now, I know a lot of people are quarantined at home and think that this is the worst thing that could be happening to them in the reality of life. They're with family members they don't normally associate with because of times of work or school or whatever it might be. They may not be with their roommate normally. They may keep opposite schedules for a reason. There's a number of various things going on with this virus. People have to work odd shifts. People have to wear masks and go out. They have to do a lot of different things that they are not normally expecting to do or know what to do with it and how to do with it. So I've got a couple of ideas of some things that people can do to make their life a little easier right now. And at the same time, talk a little bit about some of the things that already have come out as a positive result of people being home and either self-quarantining, doing so because the various governors, president, Congress people, CDC people are saying it's important to do it. So let's see. Before I get into that, even though I've kind of already got into it, I want to discuss just a little bit about some of the format and how you can participate in the show, because really it is participation. I love giving messages. I've got a message that I'd like to share with you folks, but more importantly, I know you've got a message to share with others. And so I invite you to do that on the show. And to do that, there's a couple of things. One is a chat room in the Blog Talk Radio format that allows you to participate. Now, if you are in, so you scroll all the way down to the bottom of the screen, and in that chat room, there's an opportunity for you to leave messages. Now, I understand that when the show is over, those messages disappear. So whatever you put in there at this point is not shared on Showtime. However, if you'd like to participate in a more permanent space that are ongoing about this and other shows, in a little bit there'll be a post there that tells you exactly how, when, what you can do to be able to get that that format. It'll be pinned to the top of the page. So just look for the space that has today's date for April 3rd and come join us in the comments of that particular post if you have some. Some of the easier ways right now, while we are broadcasting, you can call 347-205-9074, 347-205-9074, and talk directly to us. If you'd like to press the number 1, that would let us know that you are on the airwaves and wanting to talk to us directly. So that would be appreciated. So let's see. So how can we be understanding of all of this? We have a restriction right now out worldwide to try to keep people from spreading this coronavirus that some say we've had many a time before. Some says this is the worst we've ever had. People are wondering why there's not a vaccine, why there's not a cure, and on and on and on. There's speculation as to how it started. There, you know, all these kinds of things. And you know what? The reality is, and I'm not belittling any of this or anybody's feelings about all of this, you know, but the upshot of this is it doesn't really matter who got it first, how it got there, how, you know, what was done wrong before. What we need to focus on right now is what we can do to avoid the spread of it, how we can get involved in our communities, in our own well-being at this point. Because, you know, what really counts is just that. Who and what we are in this moment is what's going to determine how we handle this virus, how we handle our time and space around us, how we are with those with whom we are quarantined. You know, it impacts the most number of people is the education system. That going from the preschool kids on through college level. Many of you know I am going to grad school at this point. And we have been impacted pretty much as anybody else is. We are going to fully online classes, just like most of the grade school and the high schools are. And the thing about that is, you know, although my particular school and my particular program allows for such a transition relatively easy, not everybody does. And the only reason we do that is because a lot of our assignments and programs and submissions already are online, and we do put them there already. So the good part is exactly that we are able to make that flip. But not everybody can do that. Not every person in education system can do that. Now, is it easy for us? No, not at all. And for some of us, it's pretty difficult. I am an introvert, but you know what? I don't like online classes per se because they require me to be a little more disciplined than I normally am with my scheduling. What it boils down to is that I have to change what I'm doing and how I'm doing it to be able to accommodate the schedule, because not there's actually more work a lot of times for me in online classes than on the regular classes, because I have to sit still longer. You know, I like someone helping sort out some of the readings and the materials and the things like that that I have to be involved in with any class. Do well, particularly just reading materials. Now, I know that's the case with a lot of other students as well, whether it be college level, grade, high school. And teachers are being even a little more creative than they might be in the classroom on being able to get material to students, because they're not able to do it face-to-face, and the students aren't able to really admit if they are having some hardship in understanding what's going on. They can't raise their hand and go, excuse me, teacher, I didn't catch that. Can you say that again? Or what are you talking about? Make that make more sense for me. You know, they have to go through more messaging systems, more ways of doing these things, and sometimes that can be tough. But the upshot of that is students are learning to advocate for themselves. They are learning a little more about the process of stepping forward when there's an issue and being patient for the answer in doing this. Now, you see how I was able to flip some of that from, yes, we have this stuff going on, and yet be able to, willing and able to find the positive aspects of it. And that's what I'm talking about through all of this. So we have a lot more kids at home. We have a lot more parents at home. We have them in the same place, even more and in a different fashion than we used to. You know, parents are needing to check in on their kids and say, you know, what is your homework? Because they have to report then to instructors, or something has to be signed off or whatever. Whereas other folks don't have to really report to anyone per se. You know, they make this work. And so the kids, in turn, are then to communicate with their parents to say, this is what I need to accomplish. And if they don't understand the homework, they need to go to their parents at this point to get some maybe some immediate answers, or send, like I said, send the messages to the instructors and say, I just don't get it. How do I make this make sense, please? So I think part of that really is expressing someone's wants and needs in the moment. And that's how the positive piece of that is showing up and manifesting itself, I believe, at this point. So, you know, there's a lot of other things that I think are happening out there right now. You know, we are seeing, and the fortunate part is, again, you know, the restaurants, the many businesses that are considered, quote unquote, non-essential. And, you know, I think, I don't know that I'd consider any business at this point non-essential, although that's what they're calling, that's the terminology they're using, that's what we'll figure and we'll function with at this point. So, you know, those that are considered non-essential are home. So I wonder how many folks over the past year have said such things like, oh, I wish I could have more vacation time. Oh, I wish we could, I could just sit at home for a couple of days and relax. You know, all those kinds of things, you know what? You're getting it right now. And unfortunately, those that I have heard say such a thing are the same ones saying that have been saying, I wish I could have the day off. The ones that now are saying, oh man, I'm bored. I don't have things to do. I wish I was at work. So again, the positive outcome being a little more of looking at what are your priorities? What happens on a day-to-day basis for you to be able to come to some understanding of which is the better piece of this for you? You know, I think a lot of people are ending up using their vacation time and having to do things they may not normally have expected to be doing. You know, but they're doing, they're getting laundry done, they're cleaning their houses, they're taking time to get to that garage that they kept saying, oh man, I wish I could get to that. Because for the most part, a lot of the weather is cooperating. There are still some areas that are pretty cold. You know, in fact, there's some that are very, very cold at this point. But really, the weather in most places, at least in the United States, and even over in Europe, is pretty decent. So that it's a opportunity to get outdoor projects done and those things that you've been putting off for a while. And so, you know, now your time really isn't scheduled based on somebody else's timeline. You now get to, you know, sleep without setting the alarm clock. Go to bed without worrying what time you have to get up. In a lot of cases, students that don't work, you know, that don't function quite as early as would be good, may not have to get up quite so early in the morning right now. So instead of, you know, being at school, they can work with their parents later in the day. Yes, that is a preferred time. They have the opportunity then to make their own schedule to some extent and figure out what is the best for them. And so they, you know, working with that, you know, this night owl, daytime person, early morning person, et cetera, et cetera. And who they are. And in doing that, maybe finding out what their future job timeline would best be. You know, are they a better first, second, third shift worker? I think there's a lot of the young people in all of this to learn something about themselves, whether it be the advocacy, the finding out what when they work best, the learning the discipline of getting the classwork done, the being able to communicate with parents, et cetera, et cetera. So all of those are times that make some sense and things that make it so that a big difference in all of what's happening at this point.
So what are some of the other things that are happening out there? Well, you know, people are working together to make masks for those. So things like places like, let's back up a little bit. You know, people that don't really sew or make their own things in general. A lot of people are, you know, picking up this new craft of sewing. They are learning a pattern, and, you know, it's a fairly simple situation that's allowing them to do that. Because, you know, it's rubber band material. Now, on top of that, there are some people that are getting very, very creative in this. There was a college girl who created not only a mask, but a mask that had a clear shield on it. So those that function with lip reading, the deaf and hard of hearing community, the autistic folks, the, you know, many people who don't necessarily realize they rely a lot on lip reading, not even lip reading, but facial expression with their communication. You know, how many times have you had to look at somebody's face to see if they're joking with you or if they're serious? You wait to see that little that is missing behind these masks that people are wearing to protect themselves. So this creative young lady created the clear shield masks that facial expression is not lost behind the screen, so to speak. Whether it be with the deaf and hard of hearing, whether it be with folks that might even be dyslexic or that rely very much on lip reading as a support to their communication. The other one I saw this morning is converting scuba diving masks into more corona safe masks. They have a attachment kit or an adaptive kit that they put on them I saw that this morning and it floored me. It was so unique. And they're saying, you know, it's not an expensive thing to do. You buy a $24, $25, $30 scuba diving kit and, you know, then put this adapter on it. It's a way for people to, again, use their creativity, come up with something different. And sure, we say we don't have enough masks. We don't have enough supplies. You know, this opens that door so that people are able to have more of those types of things available. Okay, so we don't have enough. What do we do? How do we create more? How do we work with what we do have? How do we work with the resources that are right in front of us? Now, I've seen lots of creative masks out there as well. And, you know, whether they're totally safe, I can't say. There's, you know, there's some controversy. Grab a bandana, put a hanky, grab a painter's mask, you know, something to keep from breathing air that you shouldn't. And at the same time, you know, trying to keep yourself going. For me, those masks are actually confining. Even when I do cleaning and stuff, and I know it's not good for my lungs, it's still very confining for me to have something over my nose and my mouth. It feels like somebody's trying to put their hand down to suffocate me. So I struggle with that. So I don't know if just the simplicity change of a clear mask would make any difference to me. I suspect not, but one never knows. So I may try one of those. I think the scuba diving mask definitely would be worse for me.
But, you know, for some people to have that extra would alleviate some of their concerns about this whole thing. So it's just a cool way to be creative. So, so what are some of the other things that can be involved here to make it just a little bit better? So, okay, so if we look at some things, what other things have happened out here? So, all right, so there's a lot of places, you know, we go to the restaurants and the schools. And you know what's happened with those? You know, kids used to get their breakfast and lunch at school. That's not stopped in a lot of cases. What's happened up? They've used each other's kitchens, that kind of thing. Creative ways to feed kids and feed families in general. You know, there's a lot of things that you used to not be able to reasonably get as takeout. Man, suddenly those menus are loaded. You know, there's a lot of things that, you know, if you really want to take out, it would kind of be an issue because, you know, there's some things, too, that just don't taste good rewarmed. So we'll all admit that. We'll face up to that. We just don't necessarily like some things rewarmed. You know, things like a rare meat, a prime rib or a roast beef or something like that, to rewarm that later for the next day, it's just not quite the same as you know, having it freshly made and going from the grill to your table. So that's true. However, you know, places are perhaps slightly undercooking something. You know, it's cooked thoroughly for standards, but maybe not quite as much as they might in the restaurant itself. So you can take it home, you warm it, and it's still going to be tasting wonderful for you. They're setting up more inclusive family packs. I just stopped at one of the grocery stores, and I think they've had this before, but it may be more of an alternative now. They have a full bag of meal. For instance, they had a rotisserie chicken, mashed potatoes, gravy, corn, and rolls, you know, for 18 bucks. That's pretty decent. And it's supposed to be, I think, for a family of four. So that's pretty good. Even if, you know, if they only get one meal out of it or two meals out of it, they're in good shape. They had a Sloppy Joe's with buns and trimmings and things. I don't know what else they had. I didn't look that thoroughly at it. But it's in a shopping bag. It's all packed to go. So for those who really need to run in another grocery store because they don't want to be more exposed than they are, you can get quickly. You know, the main stuff in a grocery store is still out there. You can still get your basic dairy, bread, things like that in the grocery store and be able to get in and out. Fruits. I noticed that some of the fruits were probably stocked just a little less high than maybe they would normally. I think it's mainly so that people aren't, you know, touching more than they have to get what they want. And at the same time, same thing for the stockers. You know, they're touching the food as little as possible. You know, because sometimes when you put something out, it's stacked too many deep. You know, what happens is they end up, you know, restocking it, moving the stuff around, et cetera, after customers go through it. So this is giving the opportunity for, you know, stores, restaurants, and stores to be a little more creative in what they're doing and what they have. Have essentially stopped their automotive production. It will be interesting when we get to, you know, the next year of cars. Because they're stopping, you know, production at a time when they're really kind of supposed to be preparing their next model year vehicles. So it will be interesting that when people go back to work, getting the vehicles,
what happens in all of this. And what's happened to the production right now? Instead, they are making masks for medical staff and for doctors. They're making the ventilators. In that same location where they used to make vehicles. You know, they've got the metal equipment. They've got the wherewithal to be able to do that. And they've done some modifications to the car dealerships probably and the assembly lines. But in essence, that's what both GM and Ford are doing. I don't know if there's other ones involved in that. There may or may not be. We know that a lot of the sports activities have been canceled or postponed. I know for a fact most schools have canceled their spring sporting activities. The March Madness was canceled. There's a couple of the things that may, across time, we may find that they were canceled and something else has been created out of it. But what I find interesting is that in some of these areas, you know, these sports folks that have been making millions and billions of dollars, well, millions, we keep saying, oh, man, why is somebody getting a $3 million contract for, you know, running around a basketball court? Oh, yeah, I've heard it that simply said. Well, cool thing is what's happening right now is that a lot of these sports figures are turning around and giving back to the community where they can. In some cases, they're paying off tuitions. They are paying the arena staff during this time so that those folks can continue, who are paid much less than they are, can still continue surviving and even thriving through this. One of the things for me financially I think that's been interesting, so many times people go out and they have to spend money on gas and stopping for dinner and their coffee and all this kind of stuff. And I have not, I've been one that very much eats out and, pretty much all my meals are out somewhere, whether it's a drive-thru or a run-thru or whatever. And I've got to be a little more selective at this time where I go, because not everybody's doing drive-thru or carry-out. And since I don't have drive, kind of limited to drive to. But, the reality is, I'm saving money. Now that's a concept. Because I'm not running around to all kinds of places and shopping needlessly and this kind of thing. So I think, as I think of some of these sports figures that are going through and helping their arena people survive and thrive at this point is just amazing to me. The breweries are making sanitizers. Well, that's what they've got the alcohol already. They need to put the aloe in or the scents or whatever they're going to do to make it happen for other folks. Excuse me, I just lost my train of thought. So they're making the sanitizer so that there is enough. I don't know where they're getting the aloe, because I know a lot of the hand sanitizers in the stores are gone. So I don't know if they've gotten, if these places have been some way to get a big aloe or whatever to be able to make their hand sanitizers with the breweries. I'm presuming they are, because it's working and it's happening, but just don't know enough information on that. So again, if people have some ideas as to what can be offered here and what they know has come out of this situation, I invite you to call 347-205-9074, 347-205-9074. So let's see, what other kinds of things are doing? People are learning to use technology a little more, good, bad, or indifferent at this point. I'm not going to the reliance on technology, some people may say, it's just outrageous before all this. Now they think it might be even more so. Technology is allowing schools and churches and places that are teaching lessons of some kind better access to resources. They are they're doing online services for the churches. They're even offering online classes. You know, like you said about schools before, a lot of churches hold different types of classes, and they're learning to change their material. Because what other things and places and that have I? Are buying gift cards right now and then turning around and paying as them or offering them a different place. Let's see. Kind of scrolling through some ideas that I had seen and written down to see if I have covered all of them in the process here. Oh, I know. Some of the cruise ships, some of the churches, some of the medical places are offering additional hospital-like facilities. So, for instance, the Carnival Cruise basically told our president that they have the capacity to help out where the hospital doesn't have space right now, and that they'd be grateful to help, actually. So they are adding to the situation of having too few beds, and they're making it easier to using the train of thought again, to have the space, to offer the space, instead of, you know, looking at where do they go, how come they can't make the money or whatever. Right now, as people are staying home, they're canceling their vacations, etc. I think somewhere along the line, there'll be a boom to the travel industry when this is done. People are going to want to get out of where they are. And the other hand, I think they're actually going to discover that they have a more loving, wonderful, sharing time with their family. That will be interesting too, how that manifests itself. Let's see. So yeah. I apologize for that noise in the background. Because I'm trying to do this a little differently. I apologize too for coming on a little bit later today because the internet at home was giving me a little bit of trouble there. So what else do we have? Let me see. I think that's pretty much what we've got. You know, I'm grateful for the connections that I've been able to make in a different format Oh, here's one more. The mutual support groups that are out there. You know, people are used to having that opportunity to, you know, share and, you know, that kind of space. At the other hand, those that are really conscientious of this situation are honoring the what they're calling social distance. I think it's even more a physical distance. Social distancing being the result of this whole thing. It's requiring more people to stay at home and be out of the social aspect they might be used to. But the physical distancing, you know, not everybody likes or is comfortable with somebody right up next to them and in their personal space. And, you know, now people have to keep that distance. So that's not an issue. For those of us that are a little more introverted, you know, and pick and choose who we will greet with a handshake or with a hug or with just a smile, so they say, you know, we get to decide that normally. But now with the social distancing, we can do that even easier. You know, because it is not that physical contact. And at the same time, some of that is missed, by me anyway, because I'm an introvert that loves people. So I need to have my people time, and I need to have my downtime where I get to reorganize and re-energize, as there is. Let's see. Some of the doctor medical facilities at this point are learning different ways of dealing with their patients, too. And probably in the end, saving them money because they're doing video conferencing with their patients. They are allowing people to visit them, quote unquote, in a different way. So I you know, I don't know if that will continue, but I would think in some aspects it may continue. You know, you can't tell what someone might have had on their hands long that nonetheless. So I think that pretty much on that. So calls for the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group, whatever works there. Here's another one. You know, people are paying a little more attention to their government. And this is not a partisan issue at this point because it doesn't take party lines to figure out whether people are going to, the government, places, schools, whatever, are going to be closed or not. You know, it's up to the governors who are stopping and paying attention to the news and looking at how they connect with their government, how government connects to them, as a matter of fact, and making sure that they hear perfectly clear what's happening. You know, the big thing with the election coming, a lot of states have their primaries right now. Wisconsin is one of them. We're supposed to be having an election, obviously, because some places don't have internet or can't reach get absentee ballots easier or whatever. Some of the polling places had a change. But more people have voted, I think, absentee or early due to this crisis than I would probably be able to say probably in history. I'll be interested to see how the numbers really wash out in the end. And, you know, how somebody hangs it. You know, I'm interested in how they end up voting, you know, because they are, normally they might only say, oh, well, no, absentee is for those that are disabled or those that are on vacation or whatever. And you know what? No, this might become a whole new way of voting for some people in the end, as an absentee or as an early voter. And see what the options are that are available so they're not going out and being exposed to all this. I will be very curious how handle social distancing aspects of the election. You know, normally people wait in line to go to the ballot box. Sometimes they're back-to-back meeting to do that, and sometimes not at all. So I think with that in mind, I'm going to start winding this show down. And so in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, there is the post for this particular show. And I particularly try to give people, for anyone who has not listened before, I try to give an affirmation each week, each time I do the show, that we can go with. And I think, as I'm thinking about it, you know, originally I hated the word pandemic. So I'm not going to use it this time of, I'd like to even put the illness on a more positive spin. So I think what we're going to do for the affirmations, again, I'm finding positive things to be during this time of new experiences. You know, I don't think most of us have ever had to deal with any kind of a major quarantine like this. I don't think talked about in some things is, you know, the closest we've been is maybe when we have a cold, you know, we stay home for a couple of days. Some people experienced World War II and that isolation of some of it. But most of us haven't yet. And so this is a new and inviting, actually, experience. And I invite you to find what you can do. You know, start a new craft or project. Learn how to paint, crochet. Use that jigsaw puzzle that's been sitting around for so many years you haven't done. You know, set it up on a table where you can move it and remove it if you need to. You know, I wish basically all of you can make this the most positive and enlightening opportunity you can. That it's not as stressful as it so feels right now. And so with that, you know, the song that we have for Purpose Talk Radio is called I Am Who I Am by the group True Trinity. The vocalist on that is Jillian Clark, and the writers are Jillian, Rachel, Grace, and myself. And, you know, no matter where we are, no matter what we're dealing with personally and professionally with this virus going around, we know that we have to take care of ourselves. We have to take care of those around us, especially our loved ones.
And that's all we can do. We can protect our own personal space. We can figure out what, you know, we're comfortable doing and what we're not. How do we change our eating style, studying style, family style, you know, to benefit from this in the end? I sure hope that all this closeness of family that's built right now continues on a positive side, that doesn't cause folks to go running when they see someone else in the family, that instead is stays there, stays in their memory as to how they felt when, and that they're able to continue exactly how you will. So, again, please participate as you can with yourselves, with your family, and those that you work with even. You know, I think most of us are going to be very grateful to be back at our work sites after this. And respect each other. If you have to go out, respect the space. Respect the drive. Respect each other. Because we, none of us is in that big of a rush to get anywhere, especially now. In most cases, we're just heading home to be in a space in which we're not necessarily familiar. Because few of us spend this kind of time in our home lives. So I think with that, I'm going to wrap this up, and I'm going to play the final song for you. If you are interested in being a guest on the show, if you have any further comments, suggestions for us, please do send me an email to cindy@purposetalkradio.com, C-I-N-D-Y at P-U-R-P-O-S-E-T-A-L-K-R-A-D-I-O.com. And, you know, we'd love to have that information. Love to have some other ideas as to where to go with this topic or with anything else. Remember, it's yours. You'd like to have it. Oh, there's one other thing. I'm sorry. There's one more really cool thing. And how can I forget this? Oh, because I'm doing it almost nightly now. There are many musicians out there that are offering free concerts online through YouTube, through Zoom, through, you know, whatever source they might have for their income normally. And so, you know, look up those musicians, look up your favorite musicians, and see if maybe you can, if you can find something that you enjoy as far as music is concerned. If you have a couple bucks that you can donate to them, you know what, it all adds up, because these are the folks that rely exclusively on an open concept. So I'm trying to get my my studio board here, and again, I'm having a little bit of technical difficulty. But so, you know, like tonight, I've got Janice Stanfield. I've had Daniel Namod. There's a whole bunch of positive musicians that people that particularly do music that's uplifting, motivational, et cetera, for me. Those are the musicians I've gone to and I've listened to. You know, the Elton John fundraiser that was already planned a couple of weeks ago, several weeks ago, that was on last week. It was aired, still aired publicly through a couple of different means, if you had cable. You know, these positive musicians are out there and greatly influencing my life. I hope they will motivate and enlighten and engage yours as well. I don't know what's with this crazy system. Somewhere along the way, we'll get this figured out. It's being absolutely positively find a better way. Even I find myself slipping back in some of the negatives of things when things go wrong. So, you know, whatever that brings for you, you know, whatever you find for yourself, remember you are who you are. You are the one who has to make it happen, make it a little bit better, make it a little easier for you to be in these moments. Because totally yours. Nobody can help make it any differently for you. Nobody can create what you see and hear and see. A younger person, leaning on adaptive things to get what they need. Well, I think we're going to not play the song today as we go out of the show. It apparently is just totally crazy. I'm grateful I have a phone service so I can have that at least. Where this is being used right now. Depending on why I can't get this. So the words are basically, I am me, I am who I am, I am. And I'm going to be walking the spirit moment by moment. It's been my own best friend. I am me, I am who I am. I am walking the spirit. My audio is playing games in the process of. Maybe it's the board itself that's affected here, and I'll be having a discussion with the powers that be as to how and why this has happened. And it seems like sounds and voice either if it's through my soundboard or if that's through something else. Or if it's my fault. So, and hopefully we'll see you next Friday. For some, it is the celebration of Good Friday. For others, it's part of Passover. For others, it's just another day of the week. But we're telling you that it usually be something on that day, whether it be a guided meditation or a some other kind of thing in relation to those aspects of the holidays and those things that people are focusing on to keep us present. Boy, I can't even get out of this show if I wanted. I can't even seem to be able to end the episode. So, I'm going to need to shut the phone down. I'm going to force it down that way. So, whatever you do for this week and upcoming into for the ongoing week, I'm going to wish you all soul blessings. And thank you for listening. Because for some reason, things have been going in and out today. And, we're going to go with that. So thank you very much for listening. And this is Purpose Talk Radio. I am your host, Cindy Freeman. Until next time.
I just saw there was somebody on hold. I missed the call. Sorry about that.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.